Welcome to your weekly forecast for March 3rd to the 10th, 2024. So the highlight of this week is the new moon in Pisces, which is our last lunation before eclipse season, our last of winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and also the last of this zodiacal year. In Pisces, the very last sign of the zodiac, this new moon is both an ending and a new beginning. A dream is complete and a new dream can be born. Pisces is the bridge between the physical realm and the immaterial realm or the spiritual realm in the zodiac. And so this new moon can be a magical one, which delivers higher knowings or a glimpse into the future and maybe a chance to quantum leap on our path. So the new moon is exact on Sunday. So all throughout this week, the moon is waning or getting smaller in the sky. So energy is decreasing and we're being led deeper inward to our innermost truth and intuitive knowing. And on top of that, Neptune is really active this week. So this week can take us on a journey of transcending reality and gaining a whole new perspective of our life and our path. Now let's get into the highlights of this week. On Friday the 8th, Mercury conjoins Neptune in Pisces. So Mercury has been in Pisces since February 23rd. So since then, we've been a little more tapped into energies and vibes and truths that are not necessarily spoken out loud. This is a very intuitive Mercury. And its conjunction to Neptune, Pisces ruler, brings an opportunity to glimpse even deeper beyond the veil in a way. A limiting idea could be dissolved, opening up a world of possibility. We can see our options in a new light on Friday. And at this time, the moon is just reaching its dark phase in Pisces. So this is the magical liminal space between lunar cycles. We're just in the final hours of one lunar cycle and standing on the brink of the next one. And this new moon is in Pisces. And so our imaginations can be very active on Friday. This would be a great day to just take time alone to be with your thoughts and your emotions and release or wash away any stagnant energies by doing some cord cutting, maybe some visualization in a bathtub would be fabulous for this dark moon, or just simply being with you and meditating on your desires for this upcoming new moon. Then on Saturday, March 9th, Mercury enters Aries and Mars squares Uranus. So the emotional Pisces wishy-washy energy that we've been swimming in all week changes on Saturday and some fires get started. So Mars squaring Uranus brings a jolt of energy, the unexpected. Something might push us to step out of a comfort zone or try something completely new. Mars has been in Aquarius since February 13th, and so it's been traveling with Pluto in Aquarius. So we've been thinking deeply and strategically about the best possible actions that we can take to make our mark on the world. And this square to Uranus could be some result that comes through that we weren't expecting yet or weren't expecting at all. One thing happens that could change everything towards this weekend. This is a great alignment for getting ourselves unstuck or launching out of a rut in some way that we feel like we need it, and just trying one thing new, trying one thing different, knowing that it takes one spark to start a wildfire. That evening, Mercury enters Aries, where it will be until May 15th. So where Mercury in Pisces is ambivalent and doesn't like to be too specific about things or make plans, Mercury in Aries is fired up to take initiative and just do whatever its instincts say and act fast. This is a direct, action-oriented Mercury. So the pace can start to pick up at this point. Now, that said, this is the sign that Mercury will later turn retrograde in on April 1st. So it'll move into shadow on March 18th. So this is the first planet to turn retrograde after this really long stretch of all planets direct. All planets have been direct for the past couple months. So really this week and next are kind of time to take advantage of this very driven, forward-thinking Mercury and just energy in general, and get busy to get things started or get things done. It's a time to just do things, and that is coming to a close towards March 18th. Now, the next morning on Sunday the 10th at 5 a.m. ET, we have our new moon in Pisces. So this is the start of the lunar cycle that will culminate and end with eclipses. So this new moon is all about the vision that comes from our soul and quantum leaping onto it. There can be a lot of magic that comes along with this new moon. So the moon is at 20 degrees of Pisces, which is the last decan of Pisces associated with the moon card in the tarot. This card is all about moving through a dark night of the soul. In the energy of this card, there can be a lot of uncertainty, but also a lot of potential. We can know intuitively that we are on the right path, and it's just about keeping going and trusting the process. And doing that will ensure that we get to the light at the end of the tunnel, which is the sun. It always follows the moon. So the blessings that we've been working hard for are in the works, even if it doesn't feel like it so much or seem like it so much. It's all a matter of divine timing. And this new moon launches us into a lunar cycle that will really, really prove that we've been on the right path all along. So the moon lands right between Saturn and Neptune in Pisces in this new moon chart. Saturn is at 11 degrees and Neptune is at 27, and the sun and moon are at 20 degrees of Pisces. So Saturn is reality and Neptune is fantasy. So at this new moon, we straddle that line. We're suspended in a moment of pure potential, liminal space. This new moon offers us an opportunity to really step out of one timeline and into another, or step out of one version of us and into another one, to move forward with a new self-concept, a new belief in ourselves. So Saturn has been in Pisces since March 2023, and this is actually the first new moon in Pisces with Saturn co-present. And so at this new moon, we can recognize maybe what the last year has helped us to build within ourselves in terms of supportive beliefs and emotional maturity and just wisdom. And now we can begin to externalize even more of that inner reality. And in the coming 6 months, this area of our chart, the house that's ruled by Pisces, can change a lot. So there's a 6 month link between new and full moons in the same sign in any given year. And so 6 months from this new moon is our first Pisces eclipse on September 17th. So this Pisces eclipse will give us a preview of the next 2 years when we have eclipses in Pisces and Virgo starting more fully next year. So the intentions that we're setting under this new moon in Pisces this week will come to fruition in the fall in a big way. One that we might not expect, but in fate's way. So take time to visualize where you'd like to be in your life this September and trust what you see, trust your intuitive understanding. I love this new moon for ritual of any kind. Pisces rules hypnosis, unconscious reprogramming, and creative visualization. So all of those can be really fruitful under this new moon, but do whatever feels spiritually nourishing under this lunation. Now, this is the new moon that starts off this spring's eclipse season. We have a lunar eclipse in Libra on March 25th and a solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th. So from this point forward, after this new moon, there are no coincidences. Eclipses are all about fate, divine timing, and accelerating the inevitable. So watch out for the signs, the synchronicities. They will be coming through this month. Now, next week, Venus enters Pisces, where it's exalted. That will be really lovely. And the sun conjoins Neptune. And with that, let's pull some cards for our tarot guidance for this week ahead, the week of March 3rd to the 10th, 2024. What can this week be about for us collectively? Knight of Cups, Five of Wands, and the Two of Swords. don't be afraid to get involved. Don't be afraid to get involved. Don't be afraid to just do it, as in Aries energy, Mercury and Aries. It seems like with the Knight of Cups, our heart is leading us into collaboration. It's leading us into the Five of Wands. It's leading us into really getting intimate with the creative process with other people. In the energy of the Five of Wands, whole lot of energy coming together. It seems like chaos, but every creative process does at some point. We're going through it, and there's no way around it. Your heart is leading you into a deeper level of something, a deeper level of intimacy with the people that you're connecting with, a deeper passion, a bigger expression of you and who you came here to be and what you came here to do. And I think this week is asking us to get messy and to know that a little bit of messiness is not bad. Is not bad. I think we could learn a lot about boundaries this week. And I think our boundaries could change a little bit this week. And we could just have an awareness of how they might need to change in order to allow us to really show up in the way that we would like to, particularly in the area of our life that is ruled by Pisces, maybe in our birth chart. But it seems like with the Five of Wands, this is a type of energy that Pisces, as an archetype, would just want to swim away from and would not want to be involved. Way too human, way too muggle. But there's lessons and magic in there for us, in those earthy matters that we would not like pick, that we would rather not deal with. The jolts that bring us back down to reality this week are all part of the plan. They're not something to just get over so you can really focus on what you're here to do. No, you're here to do exactly what you're doing in the now. Untangling necklaces, taking out trash, figuring out taxes. That's very Five of Wands energy. And the Knight of Cups reminds us to keep our cup full, you know, and also just be curious about what it means for us to really have our cup full right now. We go through seasons, our boundaries change, our desires change. And I feel like we're getting unstuck this week. The Two of Swords shows us at this sort of impassive moment of ambivalence, being kind of maybe caught in our head. It's time to get out there in some way this week. And this can be exciting, invigorating, new. On the root of the deck, we have the Eight of Swords. Whatever you do this week, know that here and now, outside of you, is where things are happening, not in your head when you're trying to figure things out. I don't think that trying to figure things out or strategize too much is gonna help us much this week, because there is a fine line, right, between the energy of the Eight of Swords, thoughts on a loop, keeping us feeling stuck, trapped in a certain perspective, can't get out, and the Two of Swords, which is looking inward and allowing our own intuitive process to unfold. And our conscious mind is just catching up as it needs to. Fine line between those two energies. But it seems like there's movement here with the Knight of Cups. We are moving. But the path isn't linear, and progress isn't linear, right? It's not linear. So don't think that it should be. Thinking that it should be different than it is so draining. We can really get things going, get things cooking when we're actively making mistakes this week and getting up again, forgiving ourselves and going through it. We're learning so much, and this is good. It's good. How are you stretching yourself right now? And how can you do this really intentionally this week? Not so that you're trying to control everything, but being intentional with like the risks that you're taking. Yeah, so the other card that we just pulled was the Eight of Swords. So the way that you're thinking about things, the way that we're thinking about things isn't necessarily the truth, isn't necessarily what needs to be the be all end all. I think that we have more power than we're allowing ourselves to think. We have more power than we would allow ourselves to think. We're further along than we're allowing ourselves to think. We have even more value than we are allowing ourselves to think. Why would you keep yourself small? On the root of the deck, we have the Nine of Cups. Keep going, keep your cup full, and keep that dream close to your heart, your desired feelings. Let's pull a Green Witch Oracle card to finish off this reading. Roots, healthy patterns, early growth. Card meaning. Roots create a foundation, giving a plant stability and strength. Twining deep throughout the soil, they are both anchors and explorers, seeking water and nutrients to feed the plant. Roots expand and divide, creating beautiful natural patterns. The Roots card reminds you to make sure that your project has good roots. Don't race through this early stage of creation. If you ensure a healthy foundation in the early stages, your project will have a better chance of success. Like a strong root system that will support and nourish its plant, it's important to establish routines and healthy patterns that you can rely on when life gets chaotic. A reliable foundation will bring you confidence and reduce pressure in times of stress. Our reflection question is, do you need to go back to the foundations of something to examine them and perhaps reinforce them? And with that, my friends, I will wish you a blessed week ahead, and I'll talk to you next week.